K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hello?
Do you hear me? Yes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. What an honor, what a privilege, Father. It is, as always, Father, to come together, Lord, with your children, with your people, my Father. And, Lord, I just allow you, Father, to shower us with your love, to cover us with your love, my Father, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father, so that we can come out of darkness into the marvelous light, my Father. So, Lord, so that we can come out of sin into righteous living, my Father, God. And you've shown us the way. Jesus is the way, Father. And the way is for us to awake to righteousness. We are awake or come to the consciousness of the realization that we are the righteousness, Father, of God, of you in Christ Jesus, then the less we are seeing, my Father. God. So I thank you, Father, for enlightening the eye of our understanding, my Father, God, as we always come together and assemble ourselves together under your mighty hand, under the anointing of your Holy Spirit, and allow you to minister to us, my Father, through this radio, through this means, my Father, through this platform that you have set up, my Father, to reach your people, my Father. And we just want to say thank you for that, Lord, that you would summon us into your very presence, my Father. You would speak to our hearts in words of love, my Father. Hallelujah. That will build us up and give us our inheritance among those who are sanctified, my Father. For that, we say thank you, Lord God. So as we enter your gates with thanksgiving, Father, we give you the highest praise. There's none like you in all the earth, Father. Lord, none like you. How great is our God? You're a mighty God, my Father. And there's none like you in all the earth. You're everything. They say the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the pearl of great price. So, man, you're everything, bro. Oh, Lord. We can't even fathom the depths of your love, Father. Therefore, we can never praise you, Father, to the degree, Lord, that you are worthy of. So what we do is give you what you said in your word, what you gave us in your word is the highest praise. We just say hallelujah. We praise you in everything, Lord. In everything. It don't matter what, Lord. Because everything is all right, Lord. So we give you the highest praise. And Father, we come all... Thank you for this opportunity once again through this radio broadcast to allow you, Father, through this broadcast to minister to us. and that we might know the purpose of it for you. And as that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, so that we might know you, the only true God, Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's available to all of us through his resurrection. That we might come to the knowledge of your kingdom, my Father God, and that we might come to the knowledge of your original intent and plan and purpose for the earth and mankind. So, Father, again, we thank you. And we come, Lord, all the way to the knowledge of that, Father, through his broadcast as you enlighten the eyes of our understanding, and all the way behind the veil into your presence, my Father, where we can commune with you. One-on-one. Hallelujah. One-on-one, Father, for that's your greatest desire. And that, Father, we can all find our way back through your Son, Jesus Christ, back into your the literal presence of the Most High God. All the way back, Father, to the Garden of Eden. All the way back to your very presence. All the way back to that personal relationship that we had in you and Adam and Eve before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Personal community. And Father, as a result of what your Son, your love for us, and what your Son did 2,000 years ago, you have told us in your word and given all of us an invitation that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So we take you up on that invitation, my Father God, and now we come into your presence and we lift up our cup, Father. Fill it up, my Father. And quench this thirstiness in our soul to know who we are, to know where we come from, to know why we're here, to know what our potential is and what we can do, and to know where we're going to end up in. Quench this thirsting in our soul. Fill that cup, Father. Fill it up and make us whole. That is in always, Father, we are always careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever, in the master's name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, kings and queens in the kingdom of God. Hey, citizens of the kingdom of God. Hey, royal family and peculiar people, chosen generation. Hey, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hey, ambassadors of Christ. Hey, citizens of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. What does it constitute? Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Boy, I'm talking about above all. That's, I always tell y'all here, boy, my greatest desire for your life is, and my prayer for your life is God's best for your life. Say that again, Arthur. Boy, I pray God's best for your life. What? God's best for your life. You know what God's best for your life is? Well, let me tell you something, to be just like Jesus. To be just like him. To rule and reign over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in life just like he did. That's why he manifested Jesus in the earth, to show you, boy, his desire for you, to show you you. To show you the kind of relationship he wants with you, to show you how he wants you to walk, how he wants you to talk, how he wants you to live, how he wants you to have dominion, how he wants you to have authority, you come to show us. He come to show us, boy, that the Father loves us just as much as he loved him. Hallelujah. He come to show us what we can do. He come to show us what's going to happen in our lives. Even after death. resurrection boy into the presence of the Most High God. He come to show us, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the power and the dominion and the authority and the righteousness and the that we can walk in. He come to show us, man, who we are. He didn't come, man, for religion. He didn't come to establish religion. He didn't come for us to have a good church. That's all right. But that ain't what he came for. Like I told you, kings like to be entertained, but that ain't, man, that ain't their priority. They proud of the boy. I'm talking about boy establishing their rule and their reign over their territory and expanding their territory. That's the glory of a king. Not how well he entertained, but boy, how mighty his kingdom is and how that kingdom is expanding and growing. That's the glory of a king. Same thing with the glory of boy, our king. That's his glory, boy. And when his kingdom, boy, is established in the earth. And expanding and growing, man. But you have, let me say that in a plain, simple way. When souls are being won, man, to the kingdom of God. Say that again, brother. Let me tell you something. When souls are being won to the kingdom of God, what that mean, Arthur? So when minds and will and emotion that people come to when people come to the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I ain't talking about his death, just his death, burial, and resurrection, and man, all the things that he did. That's included in it, but I'm talking about the one that he preached. What he preached, boy, as I am, so are you. Hello. Just like the Father sent me, boy, I'm going to equip you, and just like the Father sent me, I'm going to send you. And the works that you see me do, shall you do also, and even greater works shall you do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Here, lay one of your needs are met and supplied. All your sins are forgiven, washed white as snow. I ain't talking about the religious thing about it. Well, man, okay, that means we can, since our sins are forgiven, we can. No, that's religion, man. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about in the kingdom. Well, when you realize in the kingdom all your sins are forgiven, man, you don't want sin. You want, but you just grow in love with God. And you grow in love with God, man, you don't want to sin. Even though you sin, man, you know, boy, I'm talking about, boy, you get up, man, you're going to run it home. Father, forgive me, cleanse me, please. Just like David did. Created me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit on the inside of me. Man, you confess your Father, and then you get up and you keep on pressing on, man, toward the pride of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. You don't want to sin. You ain't happy, man, when you fall, and you ain't just rejoicing in there and just doing anything you want to. Not in the kingdom. Not in religion. That's all. That's the way that is. All in there. That's how that is. And that's the controversy of it all about and everything else. And made the word of God a none effect. And let me tell you something about the grace of God, man. The grace of God don't give you no license to sin. Grace of God, boy, give you the opportunity, man, to quit sinning, man. To walk on out of sin. Boy, that's what his grace does. It don't, his blood cover up your sin. His grace gives you the ability to walk out of sin, into out of darkness, into the marvelous light. Out of sin, into righteousness. In fact, his way of doing it is totally different from our way of doing it. We think the less we sin, the more righteous we'll become. No, that's backwards. The more you realize that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, the less you sin. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin less. It didn't say sin less and you'll become more righteous. It say the more righteous you realize that you are, the less you'll sin. That's why we have so much problem with it. What sin? I ain't talking about man drinking and smoking and quitting and committing adultery and all these things. Those are the results of sin. What you talking about? I'm talking about rebelling against the word of God. And when we rebel against the known will of God, then all these things, then that's the result of it. What's sin? Rebelling against, boy, what God is doing. Rebelling against what he say. You know what he's doing? Boy, that's why he got to come to the knowledge of what he's doing. That's why he wanted to come past the gate into his presence. So that you can know for yourself what he's doing. So that he can reveal to you himself what he's doing. Why? Because, boy, you don't know what he's doing, man. Let me tell you something. If you don't know where you're going, you can get on any road out there and he'll take you there. But when you know your destination, and you know what he's doing, and you know your appointment, and you know your destination, and you know where you're headed, then you can chart your course toward that destination yourself. You already know the end. What's the end, boy? Everlasting life. Eternal life. In the kingdom of heaven. Forever and ever and ever. Hell no. That's the destination. Hallelujah. And listen, let me tell you the good news. You are as sure for there as if you was already there. You might not know it, and you might be trying your best to make it in. I'm going to say this again. Boy, if you accepted Jesus Christ in your life and come to the knowledge and come into the kingdom and grow into the kingdom of God, you'll come to the knowledge that you are as sure for that destination as if you was already there. In fact, it's already finished. God said, I declare the end from the beginning. I finished first. I already set the destination for your life, and baby, and death and hell can stop it from taking place. What's the destination? Everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven on earth forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Dwelling in his presence forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Feasting at his table forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. No more darkness, no more death, no more life, no more. And listen, man, you ain't got to wait till you die to get there. You can start charting your course toward that destination right now, glory to God. That ain't something that's going to happen, boy. That's something that God been being provided for and opened the door to and set the stage for, boy, over 2,000 years ago when he came to this earth in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What he did, he ain't come bring no religion. He ain't come bring no rituals and ceremony and everything else, man. In fact, he come to fulfill all that. He had gave that in the Old Testament, man. Rituals and ceremonies and all that. Those were just types and shadows of things that were to come. Of was written before time for our learning that through faith and patience, man, we might endure, man, to receive, man, the promise. What's the promise? Well, God told that devil, man, in Genesis chapter 3, verse, man, around verse 15, that I promised you something, man. The same woman who you deceived and got man, and Adam and Eve off track and mankind off track toward my purpose and destiny that I designed for their life. Hey, baby, that same woman going to bring forth. Let me just say it plain and simple. That woman going to have a son. And boy, through that son, man, that woman's son going to tear your head off, going to take all your authority back, going to render you powerless, going to strip you of all your authority, man, and put you back, man, where you belong, under the bottom of their feet. Hallelujah. Boy, let me tell you something. The promise was fulfilled 2,000 years ago. 4,000 years after the promise was made, that came Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago, boy, came Jesus Christ. 4,000 years passed, man, between the promise and the fulfillment of it. And boy, since the promise had been fulfilled, 2,000 years have gone by. And boy, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my, oh, Lord. I'm going to say it, you know, yeah, man, this is spiritual. This is good for me. I can't understand, man, for the sake of me, man, how people read the Bible and came and, well, every time I get here, I always pause. I can't, anyway, I look in the Bible, man, it's all about the kingdom. And then I think about it, I say, Lord, how come everybody don't see that? He say, because the God of this world has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, just seeing they see not and hearing they hear not. That's why Jesus said, I raised up, man, the disciples like you, man, the disciples that I had were to be the light of the world. The word to be the light of the world. To be the salt of the earth. So that those who sit in darkness might see a great light. Just like the Bible said about Jesus. The people were sitting in darkness, boy, and they saw a great light. And boy, that great light began to shine. And you know what the first thing that great light that shine out of that great light, man, that the people who sat in darkness saw, this was the first illumination that came out of it. Repent, for all of the kingdom of heaven has arrived. But, oh Lord, all of the kingdom of heaven Let me say it in a simple way. Everything that you lost in Adam, man, that everything that was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, when Adam and Eve were walking in the cool of the day in unbroken fellowship with God, the righteousness of God, man, becoming who God created them to be, man, that was going on, boy, that has arrived. That's what he meant when he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That life that Adam and Eve had in the garden, man, that's what I came to bring back. That's the government that I had upon my shoulder. I didn't come with no rituals and ceremonies and traditions and all of that, man. That was in time past. Hallelujah. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, boy, in time past, God spoke to us. In fact, man, let me read this to you. Here we go. I think that Hebrews chapter, yeah, Hebrews chapter 1. Let me just turn there right quick and read you something. Listen at this. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets in many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the exact image and radiance of his glory, of his person, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for the sins of mankind, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became much superior even to the angels, and his name has inherited He sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior in the angels as the name that he had inherited is superior today. Sometimes, my boy, he worked. In time past, he spoke to us through the prophets. In various ways and in different seasons and everything else, he spoke to us through the prophet. But in this last day and time right here, he's speaking to us, his Son, his self. I told you, he came in with the government of God upon his shoulder. Listen, in time past, when God spoke to the mankind after the fall of mankind, that was God's permissive will. When God began to speak to us after the fall of mankind, after Adam and Eve willfully rebelled against the known will of God, that one sin, S-I-N, and mankind got separated from God, then God began to deal with mankind, man, in a whole different way from that point on all the way up until, boy, the coming of his Son, Jesus Christ. And down through those times and periods in time, man, he dealt with mankind in different ways. And in different men, period in time, that's why he said he spoke to our ancestors in various ways and in different times, in various ways. In different periods in mankind's lifetime, God dealt with them, man, in particular ways and in different ways, all the way down, man, from Adam and Eve, then, man, all the way down from after they fell, then all the way from Noah, then from Noah to Abraham, and from Abraham to Isaac and Jacob, and from Isaac and Jacob to Moses, and from Moses, man, to Jesus Christ. All down through those different periods in the history of mankind that are named in the Bible, that those characters are named in the Bible, God dealing with them. He's dealing with each one of them, and they period in time, their history, in a particular way. All a means to one end. Yeah. To get you back, boy, to heal, boy, God for yourself. He spoke to us in time past through the prophet, but that was a means to one end, where to get you to the place where he can speak to us himself, to restore that original relationship. I told you, he wants to speak to you himself. That's why he cleansed you up from all your unrighteousness. That's why he tell you can come boldly. That's why he tell you, quit trying to get, man, what you already have. You're trying to get saved, man, and Jesus Christ, he didn't provide that already for you. You just got to start being saved. All you got to do is receive it. Now you got to give him permission to do it, man. You got to cooperate with what he's doing. That's why you say my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And the God of this world have blinded our eyes and hardened our hearts, that seeing we see not and hearing we hear not. And if it's got to hear, it's because the God of this world has blinded the eyes of the people. But again, I say, boy, we are the light of the world. So I said it there, sit up on the hill. That cannot be here, baby. And let me tell you something, boy, it might seem this man the smallest seed, glory to God. It might, boy, seem to be man insignificant. It might be just like a little leaven. But I guarantee you something, baby, about this gospel right here, boy, I'm talking about it's going to be preached in all the world. And, boy, I'm talking about it as a testimony to every nation. Then he ain't going to come. Hallelujah. What do you mean? What, say that again, officer. When God sent his boy, let me tell you something, the whole world is going to be filled with the glory of God. I cut to the chase and just say, listen, when God gets through, boy, the whole earth is going to be filled with the glory of God. The whole earth is going to be made a carbon copy of heaven. The whole earth is going to be a garden of Eden. It's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the destination that God is headed to. In fact, he's already finished for it. He just made back all the way back up and stoned. And he on his way to a finished project. Why? Because when he spoke it, baby, it's done. And it don't matter if it take a trillion years to manifest itself in his fullness. He don't live in time. So a trillion years is just like a moment to him. And to you and I in eternity, a trillion years is just like a moment to us too. I ain't talking about religion. I'm talking about kingdom life. Glory to God. That's why I come on this radio broadcast, man. I don't have a one assignment, man. Jesus said this here. Hey, boy, go and make disciples of all men. And teach them what I taught you. What he taught them disciples, man, he taught them all about the kingdom. He taught them, boy, the secrets of the kingdom, the keys to the kingdom. He didn't teach the multitude that. He advertised in the multitude about this great kingdom, but he taught them disciples, boy, let me tell you something, the secrets of the kingdom. That's why over there in Timothy, man, he say, boy, God, Paul told Timothy, hey, Timothy, study, but show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed. Watch this. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Right. If you don't know how to rightly divide the word of truth, man, you'll be living in, you'll be doing just like the children. When I say you, I'm talking about all of us. You'll be doing just like the children of Israel are doing, man, going around and around and around and around in circles, man, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. All right. Because he said that you might rightly divide the word of truth, man, so that you might know, boy, how to rightly divide the word of God. And you might know, boy, like I told you last week, man, that the whole Bible is written, man, to us, but everything in the Bible is not written for us. It's written for our learning. It's written for our for instruction and everything else that we can learn through, and everything else that we can learn from. They types and shadows of things that was to come. And we are now in now. They were all types and shadows up there. But that's how God was dealing with those people in those times. Leading up, man, to our time that you and I live in now. Which is the time, boy, where, boy, I'm talking about, boy, it's called the grace of God. I ain't talking about the religious grace. I ain't talking about grace as it's viewed and as it's preached and as it's thought of, man, in the religious circles. I ain't talking about people. No, I'm talking about the religion. I ain't talking about the people. I'm talking about the religion, man, that's, man, affecting the people's lives, that's keeping the people, man, that's taking the place, man, of the gospel of the kingdom. What's religion? Your rituals and your ceremonies and your traditions and your customs and that's been handed down from generation to generation to generation, that even came from past dispensation or past periods or past seasons in man history when God was dealing with mankind, to the place now, boy, where the church, man, is going all around and around and around in a cycle. Why? Because they don't have an understanding of the time and the season. We just got to celebrate, man, the birth of Jesus Christ, man, and you know, we go around saying, I'm talking about even in the Christian world, in the religious world, you know, and we celebrated, man, December 25th, you know, and boy, I'm talking about the cliche was going all over the place, man. Jesus is the reason for the seed. And that's God's permissive will, boy. But God's perfect will, man, let me tell you, some Old Testament and everything that was going on in there, and like I told you, was a means to one end, to get us back into Genesis 1 and 2. But all that was happening, man, from Genesis chapter 3 in your Bible all the way to the coming of Jesus Christ upon this earth was God's permissive will for mankind. That's what God had permit to happen. His permissive will. But in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 was his perfect will. And what Jesus Christ come to bring on to, back to the earth, when Isaiah say, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And he comes bringing that back. God's perfect will. In time past, when God was speaking to us through the prophet, that was his permissive will. But when he's speaking to us through his son, he's speaking his perfect will for your life. What's his perfect will? If it be in your life here on earth like it is in heaven. That's what he taught him how to pray. Pray this way, what? Lord, let your kingdom come. Because when your kingdom comes, then your will can be done. And when your will can be done, then it can be in our life here on earth just like it is in heaven. When your kingdom comes. And your will is being done. Not when religion comes, not when all these different things are due. But that's my greatest desire too, boy, that man, you know, some, and I know that he can, and I trust and believe and say that he will. That through this radio broadcast, boy, that God can translate us all out of darkness into the marvelous light. That, boy, that we, man, come under, boy, like Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, he's saying, now, brethren, I place you under the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. Brother, I'm talking about, boy, let me just cut to the chase and say what God is really saying, if I could just break it all down. God say, boy, I'm looking to and for the earth. I'm looking for men and women, man, that I can, man, I'm talking about, boy, just like I did, man, Peter, James, and John. Hey, Mary, hey, James, hey, Arthur, hey, Rodney, hey, whatever your name might be, hey. Come follow me. See, when he told them disciples that, boy, they didn't even know where he was going. They didn't have a clue. All they knew was, boy, that was the Messiah that the prophet was talking about. They didn't know what the destination was. They didn't know what was going on. All they doing was, boy, about faith following, man, the law and the prophet. What was the prophet saying? What was the law? They do this, live this way. This is our ritual. This is our ceremony. This is our custom. This is how we do things. All our feasts, all our ceremonies, everything else, boy. All that we practice and everything else, yeah. That's the law. And then he say, and the prophet prophesied what? There's coming a Messiah. Well, the Messiah is coming. Who is the Messiah? The one that was going to establish, boy, God's kingdom back on the earth. Hallelujah. They were going to establish it was, that David's kingdom was a model of it. So they were looking for a physical kingdom on the earth. And God comes to set up a spiritual kingdom in the earth. Let me say that again. They were looking for a physical kingdom on the earth. When, boy, I'm talking about that was God's permission. That was a type and shadow. They were looking for a man to sit on the throne like David did. When Jesus Christ didn't come to set up the kingdom for on the earth, he comes to set up the kingdom in the earth. In you, in me, in our hearts, in our minds, in our emotions, in our attitudes, in our being, on the inside of us, in the earth. First, thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. And boy, as it is, and as it manifests in there, and it is manifest on this earth. So the kingdom of God, man, is where? Is it over here? Is it over there? Jesus said, no, right now, it has arrived. But when I finish doing, hey, it's going to be on the inside of you. Where the kingdom of God begin at? It began in you. It began in your heart. That's why the Bible say, boy, this man, guard your heart for how to eat all the issues of life. And as men, as our light so shine, as we continue, man, to proclaim this gospel of the kingdom to the earth, man, it might seem like, I say, a little bit of mustard seed. It might seem like a little bit of nothing. It might seem like that little ministry kingdom light stuff gives a little bit of nothing, man. And if you look at it in the natural, it is, but boy, let me tell you, that boy grows up to be the greatest tree, hallelujah, and all the birds go flock to area. But our multitude of souls will be one, man, to the kingdom of God. Who knows? I'm just maybe just an enabler. Maybe somebody might hear this message on this radio broadcast or somehow through this radio broadcast, man, and grow up, man, and be a soul winner, man, and a minister of the gospel, boy, that will be world renowned, that will reach the world. I tell you, boy, kingdom, man, ain't no end, and the gates of hell can't prevail again. Not even death. Well, it's the greatest story that's ever been told. Why? Because it's an everlasting story. It's an everlasting kingdom. Now, this kingdom, there is no end. And in this kingdom right here, baby, you win. In this kingdom here, everything is all right, even when it ain't all right in the natural. Even when you suffer, even when your heartache, even when you got pain, even when you lost a loved one and everything else, maybe be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. If your children die in Christ or your family member die in Christ, you ain't lost nobody. Let me tell you something, boy. When Noah's 10 sons, man, and everything that happened, not Noah, that, who that was, Job, and Job lost his 10 children, man. And, boy, you know what happened. Job got everything back, double portion. All the animals got back, double portion. All everything. And then when God gave man children, he gave him 10 more children. Long time ago, boy, I was wondering why, man, God, why he didn't give man 20 children. God said, I did. He had the first 10 and the second 10. That 20 children, he ain't lost the other 10. The other 10 with me, glory to God. He ain't lost nothing. After from the body to be present with the Lord. He had 10 children, now he got 20. I got 10, he got 10. We all come together, he gonna have 20. Just I got double point and everything else. So you ain't lost no loved one, baby. And I know in the natural that's how it is, but boy, when you grow in the kingdom, like I say, boy, it begins on the inside of you. Then you come to the knowledge, man, that everything is all right, even in death. That's why they were able to say, man, we can rejoice even in the pressure in the sight of the Lord at the death of this servant. So we can rejoice even, man, when our loved one go on home to be the Lord. It don't matter how it was. No matter whether they were old age, whether it was traffic or tragic, it don't matter what the deal is. All we got to do is come in the kingdom, man. We come on into the kingdom and everything all right. And then you grow from there. And boy, in the kingdom, because this is what the deal is about the kingdom. In the kingdom, the king is responsible, boy, for everything in his kingdom. So he has to look after his kingdom, and he got to look after his citizens in his kingdom. And let me tell you something about all the citizens in his kingdom. Let me tell you, you ain't just citizen in the kingdom, man, just bad born around. All the citizens in the kingdom, man, of God is his children, glory to God. They ain't just no any kind of citizen. It's a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. All the citizens in God's kingdom is not only the citizens of the kingdom, but you his children. We're his kids. Holy hallelujah. See, in religion, you're just members of a church. In the kingdom, baby, you're citizens of a kingdom and of the royal household of God. Boy, that means the family of God. You ain't servants. You sons and daughters in the kingdom. You ain't no servant of the Lord, man. You a son of the Most High God. That serves. That have a servant attitude. Hallelujah. And that's why you serve, but you ain't no servant. You a king that serves, just like Jesus did. He was a king, but he was washing Peter and them feet. Lord. Glory to God. But whatever that altar boy, that's what Jesus Christ come preaching, man. That's what he comes saying. In time past, God spoke to us through the ancestors and the prophets, through the law and the prophets. The Bible says, man, from Abraham, no, listen, from Adam, all the way up into Moses, and from Moses to John the Baptist. God spoke to a man, mankind, through the law and the prophets. When? From Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden, man, and they no longer could man fellowship with God one-on-one. He was no longer on the inside of them. From that point on, God spoke to mankind, man, through the law and the prophets. But in this time, in this day, he's speaking to you himself once again, like he was doing, boy, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Before Adam and Eve, they made out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's why I always tell you, y'all, come on, let's go behind the veil. Let's go behind the veil. Listen, the waiting already been made. You know, yeah, but I did this and I did that and everything else. Listen, man, get it washed in the blood of the Lamb. And man, come on through the gates of thanksgiving and the course of praise and the sanctuary all the way, man, to the holies of holies. Like a boy, that's where your growth is there. That's where your development takes place at. That's where, man, you know, you develop and grow at. Well, in that place. Listen, God put Adam and Eve in that place. And from that place, he told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the whole earth. You can't fulfill your God-given destiny, man, outside of that place. You got to come on back into that place. You got to come on back. You got to come on back into that place. And that's the invitation. And that's the invitation that goes out to all mankind. That's the invitation that I always, man, extend to you on this radio broadcast, even if I don't say it. Let me tell you something. You don't need nobody to say, man. Well, don't misunderstand what I'm going to say. But you don't need nobody to lead you into a man of sinner's prayer. All you got to do is be convicted by the word, and you can get by yourself. I tell you, boy, I was on my way from Houston, Texas, back to Louisiana with a car full of drugs, man, and I heard a radio broadcast. Just like you're hearing right now, I was a drug dealer. And I heard a 15-minute radio broadcast, man. I'm talking about ain't nobody leave me or nothing. All I said was, Lord, I don't know if you're real or not. But if you're real, then I don't want to die and go to hell. Save me. Because the radio broadcast was talking about, man, you know, people being cast into the lake of fire. And, you know, I ain't listening, man. That convicted me. And I just prayed a simple prayer. Father, I don't know if you're real or not, but I know one thing. If you are, then I don't want to die and go to that hell. So if you're real, then save me. Baby, hallelujah. That was November, man, hallelujah, 4 of 1980. Never forget that, 10:15 p.m. on a Sunday night, transformed my life. One word, on the radio broadcast, transformed my life. Here it is 40 years later, man, and I'm on the radio, man. Boy, and that's what my desire is, too, but boy, that something might be said to this. Through these radio waves, man, that I come up on here, boy, that just as it transformed my life, that it might transform somebody else's life out there. Boy, I pray, man, even if I just reach one. But I pray, boy, that multitudes of souls, man, be won to the kingdom of God. Boy, but that's what my assignment is. Not to build a church or a religion or a denomination. I just want to reach the world. I just want to tell every man, every woman, every boy and every girl, boy, that all that the kingdom of heaven, man, is your inheritance, man. Come get your inheritance. Come get your stuff. Yeah, but my sin, yeah, man, listen, man, come get your stuff, man. Jesus is the way. And he's the way, then, man, the way then been made. Jesus is the truth. And what he say, that's the truth. Thank God what Isaiah and Jeremiah and everybody else say, man. But that was God permitted with, man. What he say, override that. The Bible say in Matthew, man, Jesus said, you have heard that it has been said. And he started quoting the prophets. Then he say, but I say unto you. In other words, boy, let me tell you something. Yes, Isaiah said this and everything. Isaiah said that, and Jeremiah said this, and Isaiah said that. But boy, let me tell you something, man. That wasn't what it was from the beginning. That was how God was dealing with y'all in those different seasons in time, those different, man, seasons in time, those different periods in man's history, and different seasons in man's history. And God was speaking to them in those ways. But boy, I'm talking about now, boy, God speaking to you himself. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Arthur, boy? All of the kingdom of heaven. Come, you who are blessed of your Father. But all of the kingdom of heaven has arrived. When did it arrive, Arthur? 2,000 years ago. That's the kingdom of God within you. And let me tell you something. That's the period in time that you and I live in. It's called the grace of God. But there's another time, that man, that's coming after this, man, called the Millennial Kingdom. We ain't got to that yet, man. That's why most people don't understand the Bible in the book of Revelation, because it speaks a lot about, man, another time in history, man, you know, when God's going to be dealing with mankind. That time is when the second coming of Jesus, when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, and the kingdom of God going to be literally on the earth. Then right now, it's in the earth, you know. You can't see it with these physical ears, with these physical eyes and everything else, boy, because it's on the inside of us. It's an invisible kingdom, boy. It's in the hearts of men. But boy, in the millennial dispensation, in the millennial, called the millennial kingdom, that's when Jesus Christ coming back, boy, for 1,000 years, and he's going to reign on the earth. He, right now, you can't see him, but then that time, 1,000 years, you're going to see him. He's going to reign on the earth, boy. And I'm talking about for 1,000 years. The devil and everything else going to be cast, going to be bound up for 1,000 years. He don't know much about that. And understanding to that. Yes, you know, that's why people have controversy. Well, the kingdom ain't here yet, man. Not that kingdom. That kingdom ain't here yet, man. But I'm talking about, boy, the kingdom that Jesus Christ come to set up on the earth, man. What kingdom is that? That's the kingdom that's within the hearts of man. Why is it so important to get it there? Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the man from the good treasure of his heart going to bring forth good things. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So, boy, God is setting up the kingdom of heaven, man, in the hearts of people. And as he set it up in the hearts of people, boy, it'll manifest itself on this scene earth. If we're not careful, boy, we be, you know, we don't give you no false hope. There's all these controversies in the religion, man, and theology, and all these controversies and exegeting at the scriptures and all that mess. Man, let me tell you something. You know, you need the Holy Ghost, man. In the word of God, man. Thank God for all that and everything else, boy. But when it's done in the light of the kingdom, then all right, boy, when it comes down to just men and their interpretation of it and exegeting scriptures and theologies of man and on the religious theology, ain't into that. I mean, Jesus wasn't into that either. The scribe, that's religious. That's the Bible card. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, that was the religious art of his days. That was like, man, you know, the Catholic and the Protestant, Sadducees and the Pharisees, you know, and among all the other different religions that was in the land today, man, it's just like that is. But Jesus never joined none of that. He never joined the Pharisees. He never joined the Sanhedrin. He never, man, was a part of the scribes. Never was a Pharisee or a Sadducee. Never was a Herodian. Never was, man. He never subjected himself to that. He didn't join none of the organizations. He didn't get baptized under none of their theologies. He didn't come up under none of their school of thought. But it was one old boy, hallelujah, that was conducting, boy, I'm talking about, boy, a baptismal service. His name was John the Baptist. You know what he was preaching? You know what he was baptizing? You know what he was preaching when he was baptizing? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus Christ said, okay, that's the school I want to join right there. That's the ministry I'm going to be a part of right there. Not the Pharisees, not the Sadducees, not the Herodians, not all of that, not the Baptists, not the Methodists, not the Christians, not the Muslims, not the Hindus, not all of that, baby. What one are you going to be of? The kingdom ministry. What did you preach, John? Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, yeah, that's him. Yeah, I want to join your church. And John saw him coming and say, behold, the Lamb of God, taking away the sins of the world. John said, I need to be baptized of you, boy. Jesus said, suffer to be so, John. Hey, hallelujah. So that the scripture might be fulfilled. What scripture might be fulfilled? Boy, the last prophet prophesied, Malachi. He said, there's one that's going to go before my face, that's going to announce my coming. And Lord, glory be to God. And baby, I'm talking about, yeah, here come John the Baptist. Baptized in the Jordan River. And here comes Jesus. Baptized by John. And then, man, came Jesus, boy, preaching in the synagogue, man. And then the kingdom of God and healing all manner of sick men disease and casting out devils. Doing what, Arthur? Re-establishing God's kingdom back up on the earth. Re-establishing God's rule and God's reign and God's desire and God's original intent for mankind on the earth. Boy, when he was casting out them devils, he said, hey, that God is mankind. That God originally intended for mankind. That no devil man have no authority over us. They come in, cast them out. No circumstance, situation, or symptom have no authority over us. May the rule and reign over. No sickness and disease, man, you know, can man continue, boy, to steal our health from us, boy. Take the sword of the Spirit, man, the word of God, boy, and the stripes of Jesus that was upon his place, upon his back, man, and rise and recover yourself from the snares of the devil. How you do that, Arthur, boy? I'm talking about putting it in your mouth like Jesus did. How Jesus reigned, he put the word of God on it. Well, you say, he always say, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. So what do you say, boy, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Yeah, but your body is rackly pain. You can't even walk. You can't even move around. You can't even do nothing. Man, let me tell you something, man. I'm sitting here beside myself. Hey, listen, we don't walk by sight, baby. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. Faith in what, boy? The see what you see? No, faith in, boy, I'm talking about, by sight, I'm healed. Not because, boy, that I try to feel the doubt. I'm healed because that's what he said. That's what he said. That, boy, I told you, he upholding all things by the word of his power. I ain't here, man, because of nothing I did or nothing like that. I'm here because that's what he said. Yeah, but your body don't say the same thing, boy. I keep on, I tell you what, I'm going to keep on saying it, and I'm going to keep on saying it, and I'm going to keep on saying it. How long, Arthur? Forever. Hallelujah. And guess what's going to be the result of it? Hey, I'm going to be forever here, man. But let me tell you something, because I ain't really, man, that's not my main interest anyway, the healing. Because that, listen, I told you, boy, that God permits his will. Healing ain't God's best, man. God's best is divine health. We too busy focusing on man trying to get healed. Well, I listen, man. Now I want the divine health. Well, a sick man disease don't even come near me. How you get that on? Man, I got to be, man, grow in the knowledge of God. I got to come past the gate, past the course of Thanksgiving, past rituals and ceremonies and religion and all that. Come all the way back into the presence of the Most High God, boy. I'm talking about in communion with him, in fellowship with him. And, boy, develop my relationship, boy, with God from that perspective. Boy, as a son of the Most High God, as an offspring of God, some in male bodies, some in female bodies, as kings and queens, hallelujah, as rulers in the earth, hallelujah, as mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. How you do that, Arthur, boy? By coming to the knowledge of it. God said that. God said, boy, hey, he's standing in the congregation of the mighty. And judge amongst the mighty. They say, how long will you continue to live and die like mere men and mere women when all the time you are a little G God? You ain't no deity in and of yourself. You're a little offspring of the deity, the greatest of God. Little offspring. But you're living and dying like mere men and mere women. And all the time, you are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Living far below our rights and privileges. Living and dying like mere men and mere women. But all the time, all power has been given unto us. That's what the Son was speaking. That's what the Son was saying. Behold, I give you power over all the powers of your enemies. And nothing shall by any means harm you. Behold, I make you the head and not the tail. Behold, I restore unto you all the things that the anger one, the callow one, the caterpillar, all the different sites, the every site, all the different sites and nights and all that. Everything that the enemy stole from you, boy, I restore everything back to you. Everything that you lost in the island, your sovereignty, your dominion, your raw power, your righteousness, man. Your identity, man, who you is. I restore all that back to you. That's why he say, man, come past the gates and past the courts and past the sanctuary, all of them to the presence. Why he say, and learn of me. Why? So that you can learn of me. Where you going to learn of me? You got to come on into it. You got to come on back, baby. You got to come on now. Boy, that's what God is emphasizing on us today, man. Come on, man, back into the presence of the Most High God. And watch this here. Don't just come back there, but dwell there. Live there. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. They can say of the Lord, He's our refuge and our fortress, man. How come that ain't happening, man, and we ain't seen the manifestation? So we come into the presence of the Lord, and then we leave out of the presence of the Lord. We come into the presence of the Lord in and out. No, the Bible says he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God. What do you tell the Lord? That you can dwell there. How can I dwell there? By you, man, becoming more and more conscious, man. You practicing the awareness of it, becoming more and more conscious. That I don't care where you go, boy, he's on the inside of you. You and then all you got to do is come to the knowledge of that truth, boy, that he's with you wherever you go. He ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. He's always with you. And as you come to the knowledge of that, boy, you'll start riding up being, baby. You'll start looking circumstance, situation, and symptoms, eyeball to eyeball, and face to face, and let it know, baby, that great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. What you talking about? I'm talking about, boy, mighty men and mighty women of God who rise into the occasion and finding out who we are in Christ Jesus and saying, baby, enough is enough. Boy, the devil been stealing our home from us, our family from us, our relationships from us, our community from us, boy, and rise to the occasion and say, wait a minute, baby, enough is enough. Great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. So we're taking charge now. We claiming, man, our homes, our families, our businesses, our communities, our towns, man, our neighbors, man. We claiming them all for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And, boy, we realize, man, that, let me tell you something, if whole nations can be won in a day, then, baby, we can win our little community. So, therefore, I'm decreeing and declaring that, boy, my little community where I live at and my circle of influence where I live at, baby, the gates of the devil is alive, baby. I take authority over it, boy, over this territory. And you would do the same thing as you grow into the knowledge of who you are and take authority over your territory and call your territory kingdom territory, glory to God, and that the kingdom of God will be established, man, in your territory and your circle of influence. Well, that is, man, that is not reigning over our life, but reigning even over territory like God gave us for power, man, over the earth. So, boy, we can rise, man, and through that, and through us decreeing and declaring that, then that's giving God legal rights and legal permission to interfere in our lives here on earth. What you call that, Arthur? I call that prayer. What's that, man, fellowshipping with God, communing with God, returning God's word to him, decreeing God's word over circumstances, situations, and symptoms in our lives here on the earth and in our circle of influence, man. Speaking life to the circumstances. Can them dry bones live? Yeah, man. How they going to live? Speak life to them. Can your community, man, be saved, man, I'm talking about, and brought into the kingdom of God and sold one into the kingdom of God that would transform our community? Yes. How they going to get that done? Arthur? Speak life to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, man, we stop all this crime and our youth, man, balling all out of control and everything. Yes, man, how? Speak life to it. Hallelujah. Decree and declare, man, man, God's sovereign reign over it, man, and God's authority over it, man. Hallelujah. And, boy, we'll begin to see, man, God move on our behalf and move our community. Listen, God can't do nothing, man. We can't do nothing without God. And God won't do nothing without us. And listen, my time is up. You know, I'm going to say that again at closing. We'll continue the next week. Hey, listen, we can't do nothing without God. And God won't do nothing without us. He need us. He gave us dominion over the earth. And he can't violate that word. So for him to come in and start usurping dominion over the earth, he's violating his word. He can't do that. He gave us dominion. And that's when, boy, I'm talking about the Genesis of prayer. Now he say, now, whatever you say. When you speak my word and send my word back to me and tell me what I say about the situation, then you give me legal right to interfere in the affairs here on your life, here on earth. Why? Because if I did it without you giving me permission, then I would be usurping dominion over you. And I can't do that. I can't violate my word. Hey, listen, God love us. And God desires for us. And in the days of God, we are going to be done in our lives in this earth. If we continue, boy, in the faith of God, if we continue in the ministry of God's word, if we continue, man, growing in the grace of God, then you can know that you know that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt, baby, that he who has begun a good work on the inside of us, he's going to complete. And listen, thank you for allowing us to share with you the love of God. If we could be of any assistance to you, you can contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry, 713 870-377-3776. That's our little ministry. It's small now and a little bit in market table, but I guarantee you we're going to take this gospel to kingdom to the end of the earth. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Again, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. That's Archangel of our ministry, Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry. We love you with the love of the Lord. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.